Check, 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 check. Mic one, check. Mic one. Okay, what were you asking?
Can you tip via the Uber app?
Yeah, it's built in.
Okay,
great. It automatically tips. Great. It's like how much. It just says, all right, well, here's how much the tip is. Or you can be a cheapskate. Like, we recommend you tip this much.
Right.
If you want to be a dick, you can tip lower.
Okay.
Or if you want to be really cool, you can tip more.
Just
it's almost like
sure.
It's like a Grubhub kind of a thing where like you can select how much you want to tip, like kind of like how Grubhub's like, hey, you want to tip these people? You should probably tip this amount. We suggest this, but
yeah,
you can be a cheap motherfucker and tip them less.
Yeah.
And then you feel like shit. I always do. So then I over tip just to overcompensate.
I mean,
I do that with Uber too, just because I feel like if I tip them more on Uber, I'll get a safer drive. That's what I'm thinking.
You tip them ahead of time, or
yeah, you pay ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're like when they show up, it's already been paid for.
All right, cool.
Yeah, your ride has already been paid for. That's why you just get out.
Get out.
Yeah, like look, you sitting there and enjoy your ride. Good. Now when it's over, get the fuck out. It's been paid for.
I like it.
It's a decent service, and get like discounts and stuff, and like certain times of day when like it's not peak hours or whatever, it works out pretty sweetly. Check it out. It's Uber, you guys. Download the app for free. It's got in-app purchases though. If you want to ride with Uber. Fuck. What's the Uber slogan? Go.
Get picked up.
Nice. Not bad. All right, let's start the show. Thanks, and sound checks over there. Geek out. Geek out. Hey. What are you passionate about? Yes, that's right. It's time to geek out at the Awesome Pad. What's up? Mike Zimmer here, Team Awesome Inc., joined with Armando Aranda.
Hey.
As per usual. And we're here to geek out about another conspiracy theory. This is our third part our ongoing conspiracy series theories.
Right.
Conspiracy theory series. Fuck, I always do that. It's always the two one. The last two, I always mix up the words. Conspiracy theory series.
Okay.
All right. So this is part three. Now, if you recall, part one, we talked about the Mandela effect.
Oh, yeah. Mandela effect, right.
Part two, we talked about lizard people. They're around. They're with us always, and they're invisible. Everyone's got at least one or two lizard
invisible,
people.
Seriously.
Yeah, seriously, yeah, you guys. We go and listen to these. I mean, we're trying to warn you. We're trying to help you.
Can't you see they're invisible?
Can't you see they're invisible? You fools. And then the third one was the moon landing, shining connection. Stanley Kubrick was confessing to faking the moon landing.
Okay,
That one was a twofer. This is kind of covering like all of the recent Earth stuff. That's right. We're talking about flat Earth, people. The flat Earth theory. That's the conspiracy theory we're discussing. And also the hollow Earth theory. But let's start in chronological order. I brought up the flat Earth theory first, so I guess we'll start in that order. All right, so the leading flat Earth theory holds that our planet is actually a disk and that gravity is an illusion. As the Huffington Post reported in 2012, Earth is a disk with the Arctic Circle in the center and Antarctica, a 150-foot-tall wall of ice, around the rim.
Hmm.
Huh.
So it's a disk.
It's still a thing. Yeah, so they're saying that we're a disk. Yeah, it's fucked up. We're a big plate disc that's just kind of like are we spinning? Like, are we spinning like if you flip a coin, or are we going sideways, sideways?
Is the sun also a disc?
Yeah,
is Mars also a disc?
How does this work?
And how are they?
Yeah, so the flat Earth model is an archaic conception of the Earth's shape as a plane or disc. Many ancient cultures subscribed to a flat Earth cosmography. So there is a flat Earth cosmography, including Greece.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, right. So if you need to go online and check out the cosmology of the flat Earth universe, go figure it out. Google that shit. So Greece was one of the places that also believed in it, that believed in the flat earth theory until the classical period. The Bronze Age and the Iron Age civilizations of the Near East also believed in that flat earth theory until the Hellenistic period. India did believe in this as well until the Gupta period and early centuries AD. China also believed in the flat earth theory until the 17th century. That paradigm was also typically held in the aboriginal cultures of the Americas, and the notion of a flat earth domed by the firmament in the shape of an inverted bowl was common in pre-scientific societies. So the basically the idea of spherical earth appeared in Greek philosophy with Pythagoras. Oh, wow. Pythagoras? Really? The Pythagorean theorem? That Pythagoras? He came up with a theorem. The Pythagorean theorem. I remember it. It's in math. Yep. I don't know what it is because I sucked at math.
Was that A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
I believe so, but okay. I have no fucking idea. Mm. Although most pre-Socratics, 6th through the 5th century BC, retain that flat earth model. Aristotle provided evidence for the spherical shape of the earth on empirical grounds by around 330 BC. Knowledge of the spherical earth gradually began to spread beyond the Hellenistic world from then on. So modern flat earth theories, such as those espoused by modern flat earth societies, are commonly labeled pseudoscience. Official pseudoscience, people. All right, so that's our information on the flat earth theory. There's been a lot of celebrities recently who are like, yo, the earth's flat. It's flat. And they're on Twitter and they're like, it's fucking, yo, the earth's flat. Tweet.
Well, they
hashtag.
Know they should be in their secret Hollywood societies.
Yeah.
Their Hollywood parties.
Their Scientology parties. Their Hollywood Scientology fun parties. I mean, I don't want to go to them. I mean, I don't want to be.
I mean, there's only like ritualistic orgies. And
I mean, I don't want that. Drugs and orgies. Why do I want that?
Yeah, what? Ew.
It's not like I participate in things like that anyway. Regardless of any of that, the flat earth theory remains true. We don't know if it's true because I haven't been to space. I haven't looked down at the Earth.
Yeah, me either. Have you?
Nope. None of our listeners have. And if any of you are astronauts out there, hit us up, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Again, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com.
That would be awesome to talk to astronauts.
If there's any astronauts or people who work in, like, I don't know, I guess, was it Neil deGrasse Tyson studies?
astrophysics?
Astrophysics and scientists. Anyone who's a massively intelligent person or an astronaut specifically who's been to fucking space, that would be cool. Get in touch with us at Team Awesome Inc. on Twitter or hit us up Gmail, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com if you're, because we need proof, damn it. We need proof that the Earth is not flat, you assholes. Until you give us real proof, fuck you. No, we have plenty of proof. It's been around forever. That the Earth is in fact a sphere. Most things in space are a sphere. If you take liquid water and you just like put a droplet in space with no gravity, it makes a perfect sphere.
Right.
So that's just how things work. It's spheres. We live in a 3D spherical world, not a flat planed world. But I understand where people are saying where like there's a dome going on around us. But
well, you know, I have seen videos where like it does look like the footage in the space shuttle, like inside the space shuttle, is like, you know, like staged.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like that. You know, it looks like
with the Earth rotating.
No. Like not the Earth itself, but like the astronauts are being suspended by wires.
Weird.
Like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a thing called the Vomit Comet, and the Vomit Comet is an actual aircraft that NASA uses, and it's also used for fun, for shits and giggles. And what they do is they take you all the way up just close to the stratosphere, and then they drop you down and you dead fall, and you're essentially skydiving inside of an airplane.
Right.
But you're not gonna die because like the airplane's gonna like slowly to like dovetail back up, and you'll be safe. That's the idea. I mean, they do it every day, all day,
and then when you're going down,
and that's how they filmed Apollo what was it, the Apollo movie with Tom Hanks,
13
Apollo 13. They filmed Apollo 13 that way, by every scene that they were in the ship, they had to go all the way up in the Vomit Comet and fly all the way down to film it.
Wow.
Every scene where they were like, and they could cheat some of it, but the scenes where they absolutely needed to show that it was zero gravity, they had to film it that way. So, and even then you could see things forming spheres inside, and that's on the fucking planet that they're saying is flat. You know what I mean? If the physics fit that mold, then the water would come out flat. It would be discs of water, not spheres of water.
Well, I'm saying like...
So it doesn't hold water at all.
I'm saying that NASA... Like, I'm saying not because there is a flat Earth, but it's just like...
I didn't think I'd actually have a lot to talk about with this, but I'm pretty passionate.
Like, just like sending a rocket up to space costs a lot of money.
Oh, man, it costs too much fucking money. That's why Elon Musk and like private like entrepreneurs and billionaires are doing it.
I mean,
because we don't have the money as a country to send rockets into space because we're too busy sending rockets at each other.
Yeah, we're sending...
We're too busy sending rockets at other people.
At other people,
at other countries and not into space just to go explore it. We got to figure out that part. How do we get those rockets that we shoot at other people to go to space and actually explore things? Oh, funding, right? Fuck. We'll figure that out later. But for now, let's get back to the flat Earth theory. Let's treat it now, as we usually do in these conspiracy theory segments, is as if it's real. Let's play the devil's advocate. The Alex Jones advocate, if you will. Flat Earth is real. It's real. And we live on a flat Earth. Illuminati created the flat Earth and dinosaurs in 1300 BC. Who knows? I mean, he's just espousing bullshit. But he's a brilliant man. Alex Jones is so fucking entertaining, dude. And he believes in this shit.
He is entertaining.
So, okay, how do we put how do we get in the... Wow. How do we get in the mind of Alex Jones? Oh, God. All right. Well, first, I assume you need a lot of painkillers and whiskey, followed by a lot of Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme. I'm sure there's copious amounts of caffeine. Maybe he has a nicotine patch.
I bet he's a barbecue guy.
Yeah, he's a barbecue guy. He likes to lick it off his fingers. Anyway, this flat Earth theory is getting weird about Alex Jones. Let's bring it back now. I can see where people... No, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I can't fucking support this theory. I can't even play devil's advocate. This goes against every scientific fact I've ever known growing up. It's
but
like, you know,
let's live in a fantasy world
where the world is flat.
Where the world is a disc.
Okay.
And there's a dome over
The disc.
Over the whole continent, all the continents.
That's so weird.
It's like we're like on a plate. We're like a dinner plate at a fancy restaurant covered by the thing.
I don't know, man. It's so weird. Okay, so we're flat. How do we get? If we're flat, then why isn't there a ridge or an edge?
Yeah, there should
be an edge.
Where's
the edge of the world?
Well, they said that we're...
Is there an edge?
We're covered by... We're surrounded by the Antarctic, a wall. The Antarctic is a wall that's surrounding us, around us.
Do we...
Around all the
continents. I got to look up some photos of this shit, and I'll direct you guys to the photos of the flat Earth. Just Google flat Earth, go to images, and let's see what pops up. All right, so I'm looking at it now. And that looks fucking ridiculous. It looks fucking stupid. This is dumb. What the fuck am I looking at? Are you shitting me?
So it's a
disc. And then what's this one?
Okay.
This one looks like Earth was just there's a chunk of Earth taken
floating
out
in space. Why is it that?
This one looks like it has a core. Like,
and
it had
why
a core.
Is it that shape?
All right,
though?
just Google flat Earth theory images. The first ones that'll pop up, you'll see the disc one. Like, you see how it rotates around the sun, which is also a disc, but the moon is circular.
And then what's...
Why is the moon a circle? What the fuck?
Yeah,
the sun's a disc, but the moon... See, they didn't... God damn it. This is... I can't. It's annoying me. But the hollow Earth theory... Mm. Now, that's the second part of this that I wanted to get into. This is something that I am not familiar with at all. I mean, I've kind of heard rumblings of the hollow Earth theory, but... I've never actually explored it. Before we dive right into the hollow Earth theory, let's round out our thoughts on the flat Earth theory. So we live on a flat Earth. Let's pretend. This is great. We're like a coin flipping through space, man.
Yep.
It's always heads or tails up all the time, forever.
Forever.
Flipping in space.
I don't know what it really...
Nothing would change.
Yeah,
nothing would change.
It's like, why would people be hiding it from us?
They wouldn't. They're not. It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's like... I don't know. I think some people are saying like, oh yeah, let's like, you know,
it's a
conspiracy. Yeah, we're trying to get away from God and all that.
What?
Like that. But it's just like, but that doesn't mean that God didn't make all this, you know?
I don't.
That
yeah,
doesn't
I mean,
necessarily mean that God didn't make all this. I mean, I believe that God didn't directly make it for other reasons, but.
Yeah, I don't know like what God would want to make a flat earth, a bored God? A God who has too much time on his hands, like, it's just like, I'll make a flat planet. Why? Because fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm God.
Yeah, I can do what I want.
You know, I'm going to make a planet shaped like a hot dog.
Who's going to stop me?
You know why? Because fuck you, I'm God. What are you going to do about it? You're like, you're right, you're God. I can't stop you. You can do whatever you want. Like, yeah, that's right. Deal with it, bitch. I'm like, wow, you're really mean. It's like, yeah, well, I've been alive forever. Since before forever. I've never been not alive. Imagine what that's like. Huh?
You can't. Huh? You can't.
You can't, you peasant. You fucking simple peasant bitch. Wow, calm down. God, you calm down. I've had eternity to deal with this shit. Your tiny little mind can't comprehend. All right, go about your life and live it well. What the fuck kind of God is this?
Don't masturbate.
Yeah, don't jerk off so much. What? I'm not doing that. Yeah, you are. All right, so that's our God. That's the God that created the flat earth. So there's our thoughts on the flat earth theory. Complete bullshit. Out of 1 to 10 on bullshit scale, what do you think?
Yeah,
10 being like complete bullshit.
I'm always open to new evidence, but like right now, it's like probably like, you know, I'm being generous. I'll give it a 2.
No, 10 is complete bullshit.
Oh, 10 is complete bullshit.
Yeah,
then
it's
I'll,
reverse.
Then yeah. I'll give it a
like an 8.
An 8.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm giving it the flat Earth theory. I'm giving a full 10. This is nothing. This is complete bullshit. I don't hold any beliefs in this flat earth theory.
Yeah,
I think it's just a fun fanfic thing for reality. But I mean, it's still, even as a fanfic, it just, for me, I'm just too distracted by science and facts.
I mean, I'd be open to hearing something like compelling stuff.
Yeah,
about
compelling.
It. Like, you know, because I like to, you know, like break my brain every once in a while.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But like, if we get some real legitimate hardcore evidence, like if you tell me that Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson show up. And they
to
and
your door
like that. Well, even if it's just to your door or our door, or they just did it on YouTube and they had to put a video out. They're like, look, guys, we were wrong this whole
like
time.
Like Batman and Robin.
They're like, we were wrong. We were wrong this whole time. It's flat. It's always been flat. What do you mean? What are you talking about? The Earth. Dun, dun, dun. Bill Nye's like, oh, fuck. Like, I would love to see that movie. But regardless, I mean, it's bullshit. So out of 1 to 10, 10 being complete bullshit, 1 being I totally believe in this, it's a 10. Complete bullshit for me. Armando, you're saying 8. You're saying it's mostly bullshit, but you're willing to humor the idea.
I'm willing to humor the idea.
Fair enough.
Like, you know, I just want to... I just want to play around with it.
Yeah,
know,
yeah. Well, see, let's play around with this. See where it goes for a while. Fair enough. All right, so let's move on to the hollow Earth theory. Oddly enough, it suits the flat Earth theory in a sense. I mean, if we're gonna go flat, let's go hollow now.
Yeah.
All right. Edmund Halley in 1692 put forth. He goes, Edmund Halley. I, Edmund Halley, put forth the idea of Earth consisting of a hollow shell about 800 kilometers, 500 miles thick. Two inner concentric shells and an innermost core about the diameters of the planets Venus, Mars, and Mercury. Wow. Wow, okay. Atmospheres separate these shells, and each shell has its own magnetic poles. Okay, so we went from flat to hollow. Now, let's get some images going. That helped us last time. Got a diagram here. So here is the hollow Earth. There, it consists of. It looks like
a. It looks like a cell.
If you've ever seen a Jawbreaker, the Hollow Earth has a weird kind of Jawbreaker-y thing going on, where instead of like all these layers, there's only like two layers. There's a hollow center, and then there's like full of like another planet inside of the planet, and then there's a planet inside that planet, and then a planet in that one. So we got the planet on the outside.
Wait, I think this is just
one,
a. I think this is just a picture of a cell.
Four. Wait a minute. Is this no? Images about Hollow Earth. Is this a cell? Nuclear pore. Yeah, we're looking at a cell. God damn it!
It looks like a cell.
Looked like a Hollow Earth. Son of a bitch. All right, Hollow Earth. This one looks
there
more.
That looks
really what the fuck? Okay, so apparently this photo shows
there's a sun.
There's
inside.
A sun in the middle of our planet, people. That's what. Well, technically, the core of our Earth. It wouldn't be as hot as the sun, but it would be warm enough to fucking kill you.
and yeah. anybody who went near it.
Well, yeah.
And it's warm enough to provide enough energy for stuff, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's tap into the center of the Earth and steal the energy.
Well, yeah, I also heard, yeah.
So it's saying that basically there's a world within our world, and that there are layers. There's like it's
there's,
like
there's
it's folded
inside
in on
out
itself.
World.
So it's like an inside out world. So, like at one point the Earth just flipped inside out, or maybe it never did. It just grew inside of itself.
So wait, like
it's
the
fucking weird, man. How
so
do you explain
like,
this?
So on the
how do I explain this?
There's like a sun inside the Earth.
It looks like yeah. We're saying
like,
we already said that part.
And
there's
it's
a
like,
sun in the Earth, apparently.
Okay,
and
then
we got layers
then
around
you got,
that.
You got inside. All right.
All right, and then you view image. Yeah.
So I guess the sun would never set for the inside of the Earth.
Right, unless of course there was like. Vegetation that would block out the sun inside of
oh, yeah,
Earth,
that's
but
true.
Then it would burn away the vegetation because it's a
well,
sun.
Maybe it's a weak sun.
I mean, this is difficult. So it's like we're now we're going. Oh god damn it! This seems less. I don't know.
Somehow even less plausible.
Yeah, right. Like even I thought the idea of a hollow Earth to me seemed more plausible, but when I look at this fucking diagram and I hear the descriptions, I'm like, this seems even less likely than I believe in flat Earth more than hollow Earth now. And I don't even believe in any of this shit. And I thought flat Earth was the most biggest bullshit theory ever, but this one, this is completely fucked up. We're not even like hollow Earth with an like so you go inside of the planet and it's like you're walking into a spaceship and you still have gravity but it's just reversed. So literally there's people standing on opposite sides of each other if there's hollow Earth people inside,
right.
not flat
right.
Earth people. They're in another dimension. We're in the hollow Earth dimension. So the hollow Earth dimension people are inside of the hollow Earth and
yeah.
then we're standing on the outside of the Earth, so it's literally like we're both standing on each other's feet.
Right.
Weird. Weird, but cool, if true. But then again, we'd have to subscribe to the idea that it is physically possible. Now, this diagram shows us that it might be possible if the Earth literally imploded in on itself while it was forming a sphere, and yeah. somehow the eco... Because like they're trying to figure out how the atmosphere gets in, and it shows like there's a hole, like there's holes...
Wait, hold on. Is there a wiki on this? I want to see.
See? Because look, you go down and there's a hole.
How do people think
see?
It was
that's
formed?
How the atmosphere gets in there. Hollow Earth conspiracy theorists say that that's the hole in the Earth.
Okay, the hole's right at the top.
It's either at the top. It's at the top and the bottom, conveniently.
Or both. Yeah.
You know, like above
yeah.
Canada,
yeah,
like, below Africa.
You know, where nobody
you
wants
know,
to go anyway.
Yeah, like, you know, America's in the middle where it belongs, right on top. like... See, it's over by Canada, and it looks like it's in the middle of Europe. What the fuck? So that's a weird hole.
So Canadians, you should be able to see
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Canadians should definitely be able to see this. Holy shit. And if you're in Europe, well, apparently you're being sucked into the center of the hollow Earth. Now we got photos of creatures inside of the hollow
oh,
Earth.
Wow.
And they have spaceships. Must be the lizard people, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess
so.
This is where the lizard people are from. They're from the hollow Earth, which makes sense in a weird way and kind of connects us to our last conspiracy. Right. They're all connected, man. All this shit, it goes all the way back to City Hall.
There is no moon.
There is no spoon, man. hollow Earth. So, yeah, this is even more bupkis than the bupkis from before. It's nothing but bupkis. On this fucking show, man. I thought we were going to have some real solid conspiracy
well, I don't
bullshit.
Know. How do they even think it was formed? Was this a structure that's built?
Man, there's like, so many different ideas that they have on these concepts. The visuals alone are just like interesting. But, I mean, you know, again, we're trying to put, I mean, again, I think it's more plausible to think of a hollow Earth, but because I feel like there'd be a system of tunnels. It wouldn't be completely hollow. It'd be a system of tunnels because the center, the core of the Earth is too hot. It's too fucking hot.
Mm.
You can't live by it, like directly near it. But you can live close enough to it to get heat. And they've talked about, like, you know, there's a planet, a complete ice, like water planet, but it has a molten rock, like a molten core center. But
right.
it's completely surrounded by water and ice.
Right.
But at that core, close to that core, there might be life there. and it's called Titan. They want to drill down into the moon of Titan to see if there's any fucking, like, you know, microbial life or any fish or anything.
But even still, that's like just close to the surface.
But that's just, you know, like nothing could survive at that heat. Like any biological life that we know of couldn't survive at that heat,
right?
On this planet, at least. So that would technically be a hollow Earth. Hmm. Titan, if Titan sustains life, it would be inside of it. Yeah. Then it would be a hollow Earth, thus proving a hollow Earth, a hollow planet, but not this Earth. This Earth is fucking.
I mean,
look, dude. You look at they're drilling in and they're drilling. They're trying to they never want to get to the Earth's core.
Yeah,
like they're not like, all right, we're gonna drill to the Earth's core. Why? For science. But that's a bad idea. It might fuck things up. Too late. We've already started.
Well, it's really hard to dig a hole in the Earth, actually.
Yeah, I mean, why would you want to drill to the center of the Earth anyway? Like, what would be the point to do that? Like, scientifically?
Science.
I mean, I guess science, but I mean, could you make money off of it? Could you get the lava and use it as energy? I don't know.
Magma? We do use geothermal, but like...
We do use geothermal at times.
But I mean, drilling a hole would be very impractical.
It'd be the most impractical fucking thing. All right, so I guess we're not going with that, I guess. So, but what they're proposing with the hollow Earth theory is that there's an actual, like there's vegetation, there's like the heat of the core of the Earth actually sustains life inside of it. Mm-hmm. The one I'm going with is like the tunnel system with cities inside that are close to the center of the Earth where it's warm, where it could sustain life, and you can get bacteria that grows, and you can get you can have creatures that survive off of, like the lizard people.
Right.
Could live there, I don't know, but they probably wouldn't be fully developed. Like, that idea I could see being more realistic than a completely...
Right. The tunnels is more realistic.
The tunnel system is more realistic,
but
in my mind.
Yeah.
For me, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, unless like, you know, like, super-duper advanced aliens actually built a structure that could
actually... Goddamn super-duper advanced fucking aliens.
Could actually be a hollow Earth, you know, and then we had no idea about it.
Well, it's like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and you see all the planets, like, the custom-built planets they make. Like, in the movie and in the book, you read about it, and there's, like, planets that are shaped like donuts, and they have holes in them. They got planets that look like Douglas Adams' head. Like, they've got planets that look like the number 7. Like, just weird shit like that. And they're like, what? Like, yeah, we build planets. We make designer planets. Like, you mean planets are made? Well, yeah, most of them. Some of them are made. Some of them are actually just there already.
Yeah.
Well, how many are actually there? Not a lot. It's just hilarious the way they go about it. Like in Hitchhiker's Guide. Can't recommend that series enough. Millennials, if you've never read it, do yourselves a favor. Check out Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. You're going to fucking thank us later for it. It's one of the greatest series ever written by one of the greatest scientific minds ever. I mean, Douglas Adams used to write for Doctor Who. He used to write for Monty Python. He wrote some scripts, comedies, and of course, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Dirk Gently, if you're familiar with Dirk Gently, that's another one of his works as well. A holistic detective. It's fucking brilliant. It's sort of using like psychic abilities, but not psychic abilities. It's anti-psychic abilities, right? Is what Dirk Gently is about. It's how everything's connected, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking brilliant. It's like a Buddhist thing. It's like it's like a Buddhist detective almost. But check that out. Good stuff all around with that. But again, that's like a more Douglas Adams idea to have a hollow Earth. It seems more designer Earth. I like tunnel system Earth better. I think that's more ideal, more practical. I think that's more realistic.
Well, I'm sure we have lots of tunnel systems.
Yeah, we have nothing but tunnel. Well, we use them all the time in New York. It's called the subway,
what
dude.
What is this?
What is this tunnel system you speak of that people live in and travel by? You mean what? There's the subway? Oh, shit.
Greetings, subterraneans.
Yeah, you walk down to the fucking subway station. You subterranean people.
Take me to your leader.
Yes, I am now your king. You can't just come down to the fucking 72nd Street and take over. Yeah, I can. This is our turf. This is the Latin kings, motherfucker. Oh, okay, sorry. I'm going to go. Pardon me. You don't want to get in trouble with the Latin kings. That's all I'm saying. Those are our subterraneans. those are our subterranean
that's
people.
That's the moral
gangs
of the story.
In New York. So anyway, I guess that's going to do it for the hollow Earth theory. Final thoughts, Armando Aranda. Do you think it holds more water than the flat Earth theory or less?
Hollow
Earth.
Hollow Earth.
I mean, it technically would because it's hollow.
Hey.
Got to put one in every show. Dad jokes.
Dad joke.
Dad joke.
Doesn't seem plausible.
I mean, I the tunnel system thing makes more sense, but I mean, like, I'd be more willing to believe in an Earth that's kind of like disc shaped and flatter than a hollow fucking Earth. That to me, I like either it's a spherical Earth or a flat Earth or nothing else. No right. hollow Earth bullshit. All
right. Right.
This hollow Earth is fucking up the flat Earth thing.
Right.
And vice versa. So we don't really subscribe to any of it, I guess. Yeah, so I guess, no. 10 out of the bullshit meter, 10 being complete bullshit, 1 being I completely believe this. Yeah. What do you think about the hollow Earth theory?
9. I just like to think, you know, what if.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Like you leave a little wiggle room on that for the what if factor. I'm going to give that one. You know how you gave the flat Earth one an 8? I'm giving this one an 8.
All right.
Because I kind of want to, part of me kind of wants to see this weird ass like hollow Earth. Like, are you fucking for real? Like, if this is real, I want to see it. Like, right. I want to see it. If there is a hollow Earth with a fucking
sun. You
could
have like a whole new tourism industry.
I mean, talk about like overpopulation. We could just go inside the planet. Like, if asteroids ever come hit us, we'll just go inside. Yeah. Like, we'll just go indoors. We've been outside apparently the whole time. Who knew? We thought we were indoors this whole time. We were outside.
All these surface people taking our jobs.
Yeah, and then we'll come in and we'll be the immigrants to the hollow Earth, and they'll be like, goddamn flat Earth. Or wait, not flat Earth.
No.
Goddamn outsiders.
Outsiders.
Legitimately the outsiders. That's what we'll be if we ever go inwards. Yeah, I'm giving it an 8 because I think the idea of it's kind of fun, and if it exists, I want to see that shit. Sounds crazy. Other than that, yeah, I flat Earth one, I complete 10. It's just such it because I feel like it's an insult to the scientific community that this is like even like a thing still, because one of the biggest issues that people had in science, one of the earliest issues people ever had in science, was that the Earth was fucking flat.
Right.
Remember? And scientists were so pissed off about that forever. And so they finally were like, look, it's not flat. We've told you. We've got all the proof. We've gotten the diagnostics. We've gotten video. We've got evidence. We have pictures. We have like fucking testimonials.
Well, I mean, they fucked with Galileo. It's like, why would Galileo...
No, you don't fuck with Galileo, son.
Well, they did.
No, but you don't.
I mean, yeah.
I know they did, but you don't, because he ended up winning in the end. Like,
long after he was dead.
Well, it doesn't matter. Who won, Galileo?
Who's laughing now?
Yeah.
Not Galileo, because he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead, but he's still right.
He's still
He knew he was right, and he died knowing he was right, even though they didn't believe him.
Yeah.
And it turns out he was proven right later on. So he died knowing he was right, laughing at idiots.
I hope he was laughing.
If Galileo is that much of a genius and knew that these men were just blind fools, he's going to be like, look, I've proven you wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I have facts and science on my side.
Yeah.
They're like, well, we don't believe you. Sorry.
Well, we don't believe it. Well, we believe in
We
believe in the church.
We believe in the church, not you, Galileo. I'm like, he's like, all right, well, you guys are wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. Fuck you. I'm Galileo. Peace, bitches.
Well, and you can go to hell.
And they're like,
that's where you're going, Galileo.
And he's like, he's like, yeah, well, I don't believe in it, so fuck you. And then he dies. And they're like, damn it.
Damn it.
He doesn't believe in hell. What? He said he doesn't believe in hell. Well, where's he going to go when he dies? I don't know. Shit. Maybe heaven? He didn't say he didn't believe in heaven. Oh, no. Damn it, Galileo, you've done it again. He's flipping people off in heaven. Fuck you guys. He's like high-fiving Jesus. That's what I would do. If I ever got into heaven, I'd high-five Jesus. I'd be like, what's up, if there was one, just to see if he'd be cool. Just to see. Yeah. A test. I would test Jesus. I'd be like, oh, what's up, Jesus? Walk up for a high five.
Always a good idea.
I'd be like, high five, Jesus. And he'd be like, if he just stopped and looked at me like, excuse me, I'd be like, you're not Jesus. You're the devil. Because Jesus would high five me. You're not cool. That's my criteria. That's how I'll know I'm in heaven or hell. The devil would high five you, though. He'd be like, hell yeah. I'm going to fuck you up the rest of eternity. Wow, this got weird. I guess that happens when the church comes into play.
Right.
Things always get weird. And when you're talking about flat Earth and hollow Earth stuff. So I guess out of the two, if we had to pick one that seemed more plausible, I'd say the hollow Earth.
That's a tough one.
Hollow Earth seems more plausible than flat Earth because it's still a sphere. I mean, the flat Earth is a sphere. It's not a sphere. It's a disc.
Yeah.
And things form spheres in space.
I might have to like
I know
I might
right?
have to
Fuck.
Change my rating. It's like hollow Earth seems more
oh man.
Like even like okay, so
I really didn't think we would go on at length about this, but I'm like, wow.
So I mean flat Earth it just doesn't even seem like that that you could even build a disc
right.
like that.
No, you couldn't. Like it wouldn't work. Like right. maybe if it had rockets, like if it was assisted with rockets, but then it'd have to be a physical facility. It wouldn't be. It couldn't be land. It couldn't be.
Now a hollow sphere, you could possibly build something like
hollow
that.
Hollow sphere?
Yeah.
Hollow sphere.
Yeah.
Hollow sphere.
No, not a hologram. That's a sphere.
I know, but I'm thinking of hollow sphere. Like you walk into a hologram sphere, and it's like a Matrix world.
Mm.
It's like the hollow deck, but the hollow sphere.
Right.
I'm thinking about Star Trek now. Armando, stop me. Help me. Continue what you're saying.
Well, anyway,
oh, God.
The structure.
Thank you.
Yeah, is more possible. It would be more structurally sound.
Oh,
to be.
You're right.
Yeah, but a disc would just like kind of like break apart
it
at
could,
some
it
point.
It could snap.
Yeah, it would just snap.
It could. It's
like,
not. It's not as structurally sound as.
Especially
a
if it's just floating up through space.
Kind of, yeah, the way that it absorbs weight and the way that it would take damage or the way that it yeah the way it would go through space like the disc would have to be it couldn't flip.
Yeah,
it wouldn't.
Could you
have to
fall
spin.
Off a flat Earth? Like, you know?
God
like,
damn, man. I didn't even think about that. Oh, wow. Like, I'd hate to live on a flat Earth and like, all of a sudden it's a flat Earth. Like,
right.
And then we flip off or some shit. God, it'd be crazy. We're going to end this geek out conspiracy theories on out of the flat Earth and hollow Earth. We're subscribing to hollow Earth, even though we still think it's bullshit.
Yep.
I want to see it. I want to see it if it's real. A flat Earth, I do not want that to be real. That just pisses me off. I don't know why. I'm just pissed off about a flat Earth. That just seems boring. If the Earth's flat, yeah. Great. Boring. Yeah. Sorry, I come from the Midwest, so I'm used to flat.
You're flat, flat.
And things
flat
are just
plains.
Flat. Everything's flat, or there's hills.
So that's corn.
And that's it. It's just flat, or there's hills, and that's it. Maybe some buildings. And I'm like, fuck this shit. Fuck it. That's how I feel about the flat Earth theory. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it, as always. Always keep an inquisitive mind open, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was pretty obvious. It wasn't a metaphor. I stated a fact. Always keep an inquisitive mind open, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
I just said it. It's not like a metaphor. You guys fucking just keep... just Armando, thoughts?
Do what you want, people.
Yeah, believe in what you want, but don't force it on others, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't appreciate that.
Yeah, don't make me believe in your bullshit flat Earth theory, because you're wrong. All right, thanks for tuning in, guys. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Check out Soundcast tweets at SoundcastFM. Why? Because we're live there once a week. Duh. Also, check out Soundworks in Astoria, Queens. We do shows there as well when we're not at Soundcast in Brooklyn. Check out our website. Download, like, and subscribe there. It's yotina.podomatic.com. Again, yotina.podomatic.com.
Did you go the YouTube channel?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up, Armando. Yeah. Yes, we have a YouTube channel where we do a fun reaction videos to upcoming trailers and movies, and we also do movie reviews. We also do reactions to other videos, like epic fail videos, things like that. So, you know, if you want right. to check that out,
we're,
go
we're,
to
we're Simmer branching
Mike.
Out.
Yeah, it's Simmer Mike on YouTube, and just watch all of our stuff. We just did a reaction to trailer 2 for Colossal. The Bad Touch.
The Bad Touch.
But the Bad Touch was something that happened to me a long time ago. Anyway, guys, I gotta go. Marno's gonna go. It's been a hell of a conspiracy theory. We subscribe to the Hollow Earth. We're Hollow Earthers, man.
Hollow Earth.
We gotta get shirts. Hollow Earth forever. Spelled with the number 4.
Four. Yes.
Later. This has been Team Awesome.
We're at Team Awesome Inc. Wink, wink. Shut up. Yeah.